something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Now, we're all loving being able to get out again, going to shows, going to all kinds of things. And a new comedy show, which is going to be at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, is Magic Goes Wrong. And Kiefer Moriarty is here to tell me more. That is on between the 10th and the 14th of May, by the way, so mark it in your diary. Kiefer, you're very welcome. The second Kiefer I've ever had on this show. It's a very unusual name, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, I'm thrilled you found another one.
Yeah.
We're a very rare breed.
You can imagine who the first one was.
Sutherland?
It was indeed. It was. Yeah, gas. So tell me about this.
I'm honoured to follow him.
You're honoured to follow him. Well, listen, are you named after him, by the way?
I am, actually. My dad was a massive Donald Sutherland fan.
I'd say you get that everywhere you go. You go, were you named after him? Because there's very few. So listen.
Honestly, people don't know who he is anymore. Like, I have to go, the guy from 24.
Don't say people don't know who he is anymore. Us ancient people know who he is.
Sorry. Cut that.
Listen to me, Kiefer. A career in showbiz was destined for you then with a name like that. Tell me about the show that you're involved in.
I'm involved in quite a spectacular show. It's a charity event for ragtag magicians who have hurt themselves in the past, and they're raising money for people who have passed away in magic. Sophisticado, whose father was very famous, never really allowed him in the magic circle. So his father's passed away, so he's decided to put on a charity fundraising event to show what he can do. But obviously he's a terrible magician, and so is all the people that he managed to cohort to do the show. We've got danger magicians, we've got mind reading, we've got a German duo, and essentially behind it all is kind of like a slapstick comedy, faulty power of nature, of set falling down and tricks backfiring. And,
lovely. Yeah, so a group of magicians come together and none of them can do magic between the lot of them. It's very funny because last night I was going through Netflix and I discovered a show. Now, you won't know this because you're calling me old there a minute ago, but there used to be a show on telly called The IT Crowd with Chris O'Dowd, and I'd completely forgotten all about it.
Of course, yeah.
But the old episodes are there on Netflix, and on last night's episode that I watched, Jen was dating a guy who dressed like a magician, so she had to dump him. She said to him, do you know, wake up every morning, look in the mirror and think, I look like a magician. So are you any use? Can you actually do any tricks yourself?
So I was a complete novice. I think most of us were a complete novice when we came in. We just had no idea. Fortunately, we had a magic consultant in Ben Hart, who some people might know him. He was a runner-up in Britain's Got Talent, and he's just a phenomenal. He's on tour at the moment being a magician himself. He's really phenomenal. He came in, he taught us, and obviously Penn and Teller, who are just world-renowned in Vegas, they have their own theatre, as big as Elvis out there. They showed us the tricks and stuff like that, and it's just amazing how they were able to make people who just didn't know how to shuffle cards into about a month's time where we were all able to do the tricks quite well.
Yeah.
Very limited to the tricks that we do in the show. Anything outside that, we start struggling.
Yeah. So you're under pressure now. If you're at a party or anything, people will expect you to be able to entertain everyone, and you're like, yeah, I can't really. Which one out of Penn and Teller is the one? One of them talks and the other one doesn't. Isn't that right?
Yeah, so Penn is the big guy who talks, and Teller is the kind of technical magician who,
okay, he says nothing.
I think all the bad things happen to him.
He'd be a really difficult interview to have on the radio now, wouldn't he? Silence. Absolute silence.
I'd say the one-sided are like the Teller. Right,
yeah, there. Not the first time I've had a one-sided interview, I can tell you that much, Kiefer.
Oh, God. Name.
I won't name any names. I'll have no show to come back to, that's for sure. So you're going to be, it's on between the 10th and the 14th, and the blade partakes in a very dangerous trick. Can you tell me what the trick is?
As we speak, Penn and Teller snipers have just locked on to me there. The trick is a floating in a fish tank, and I have to hold my breath for 4 or 5 minutes. That in itself is quite scary and stuff like that, but as the show title, the trick goes wrong, but just the cat is Huber. Can't let him leave the trick. So the trick goes longer and longer and longer, and it's a great piece. It's very dangerous.
Let's hope you have a good life insurance policy on you, Kiefer, and they're paying you very well.
I do.
I can't place your accent. Where is your accent from?
I'm from Sligo. I left Sligo about 10 years ago, lived in Australia, Asia, 4 years ago started to my Bachelor of Arts in Lambda.
Well, say hello to everyone you know in Sligo who are listening today.
I will. No, I'm going to be there a few days beforehand. Say hello to everyone.
Yeah, to get a tato sandwich while you're there.
Yeah, get dinner for a moment.
Put in the order now. The best to look now in the show, it is called Magic Goes Wrong at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre there in Dublin between the 10th and the 14th of May. All the details on their website. Kiefer Moriarty, I'm sure everyone in Sligo knows you with that name. Thanks so much. We'll chat to you soon. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.